on that, because there are similarities in personality types between the two managers in terms of the shared enthusiasm for the game, looking back at how rarely Liverpool managed to get on the pitch in that run of that freeze, I mean, Liverpool managed to complete about six games from mid-December through to early March. Was it difficult for Shankly and his players to stay fit, to stay sharp? You know, there's all the stories of Shankly had a sheer enthusiasm about training, about playing, about competitiveness. You know, I can only imagine now that Liverpool's players are finding it difficult, not knowing when the next fixture is going to come or anything like that, not being able to plan properly. You know, it does seem to me that it's the sort of thing that hits football people very, very hard, the absence of knowing when the next game is and how to prepare and how to train.
Yeah, well, it was obviously, Neil, it was a problem for all the clubs to keep players fit. But Shankly and the players did manage to clear as best they could an area of Melwood where they trained, and the venerable groundsman Eli Wass would make sure that it was as clear as possible. And I think they got through it very well. And also during this period was that they alighted on something that would serve them well for decades to come. They found a make of French boot which would keep you upright on frozen surfaces. And they ordered as many as they could of these. And it was quite amazing the impact it had on frozen surfaces, even into the 1970s and 80s. I remember when Liverpool played Śląsk Wrocław in Poland, and the temperature, the game kicked off, the temperature was minus 17. And all the Polish players were slipping and sliding. Liverpool had this... They were then on their last legs, these boots, but they used them that day and they won the game. And it was quite amazing how they kept their feet while the opponents were slipping and sliding. So, you know, out of the difficulties of 62-63 came this wonderful sense, well, a piece of armoury, really, in frozen conditions.
It